never called. Waiting for your call. This little suggestion to drive me away. Trees will bend, cities wash away. The city on the river, there's a girl without a dream. Party call, the lines are down, the wise man built his words upon the rocks, but I'm not bound to follow suit. The trees will bend, the cities wash away, the city in the mountains has a boy without a dream.
Listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. We just came back there from a set of music from REM.
That's right. We are celebrating 40 Years of Reckoning, the sophomore release from the Athens, Georgia group, and the one that really helped change the direction of independent underground music. You know, up until this point in America, really underground or independent music was really one of two veins, either hardcore punk or kind of adjacent to the new wave scene. And REM took a lot of use of harmonies, great melody work, reminiscent of bands like the Byrds, a little bit of the Beatles, and then also incorporating a lot of proto-punk influences from bands they love, such as the Velvet Underground, New York Dolls, and Modern Lovers into this. And it is a fantastic record, one that really, I think, defined the sound of American independent music for a better part of a decade.
Yeah, and one of the things that happened is this is kind of the rise of, I guess, also the importance of being an independent artist and also getting attention on college radio.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S. college radio, in Canada campus radio, same thing. But it was kind of how bands... you would hear about bands that weren't directly in the mainstream, and kind of it helped a lot of bands make connections and set up tours and even, in a lot of cases, get record deals. So,
and it really formed was a, kind of a loosely assembled genre, so-called genre of college rock. And there would be a lot of poor imitators, and, you know, bands that would try to ape the sound of REM to lesser degrees and yet none of them succeeded in capturing the magic that this band did. Really, the best bands REM influenced were those that sound really nothing like them. The Replacements is one of them, which I'm thinking of, a band that they toured with and had a mutual respect of.
Mm-hmm.
A Minutemen being another group. With that said, though, we're focusing on this album and the contributions it made to independent music and, yeah, for lack of a better term, college rock. And we ended off with a great version of South Central Rain, I'm Sorry. That was recorded live in Chicago on July 7th, 1984. You can find that off of the 2009 deluxe edition of Reckoning.
Before that, we heard a track from the Dead Letter Office compilation album, which collected a bunch of B-sides and odds and ends from REM's catalog, and also a bunch of like covers and things that weren't available widely to the public. So we heard one of the tracks called Walter's Theme, and that's the B-side actually to South Central Rain.
Prior to that, we heard two songs from the official release. We heard Pretty Persuasion and Harbor Coat. This is a great record. If you hadn't had a chance to listen to it so far, you've only heard some singles or associated songs, one of the best records of the 1980s, and really, I would argue, of all time, do yourself a favor and check it out. Later on, we're going to be paying tribute to another album also celebrating an anniversary, a very different sounding and an album with a much different legacy, but we'll touch upon that coming up later in the show. Up next, we're actually going to focus more on some newer releases and some exciting stuff coming out from Wine Lips, a group that I actually didn't realize were having a forthcoming release until it was just announced this past week. And the album came out. And it's here, yeah.
Wine Lips, they often come through the area, and they have been doing it for years, and hopefully they come back through the area soon. Just a really great, fun, kind of punky garage band, and they have a new album out called Super Mega Ultra. And we're going to hear one of the songs from this release called Six Pack. This next set is all new stuff. We're also going to hear brand new stuff from Motorists. I'm pretty excited about this. They put a new single out called Phone Booth in the Desert of My Mind. And, in the Desert of the Mind. And this is from a forthcoming album that they have coming out that will be entitled Touched by Stuff. And then we got two other newer releases coming up as well.
Yeah, we have a brand new album from Mad Ones. We're actually going to be playing the title track from that. That's off of Fortune, Stellar Records. And then we're going to be playing kind of a new old release from Roy Trout, an album that was recorded a while back, but it was just released as a surprise on Friday.
Yeah, he's released singles from it, and then I'm not sure. And then he was working on the sessions, and then all of a sudden it all came out. And to be honest, I'm happy it's finally out there, because we've heard a lot of these songs live, and I highly encourage you to go check it out. It's just self-titled, Roy Trout, Roy with R-O-Y-E. And we're going to hear a song. Actually, what's interesting about this song, Deceiver, is it kind of is really, really heavy in a way of some of Roy's earlier bands. He used to play in a lot of noisy bands prior to this, and punk bands. So we're going to hear some of that in this one track to end off this set. But let's get things started. We're going, all the way back to April 5th when this album was released.
All the way back. Do you remember that day, kids?
Oh, do you remember?
And this is very appropriate for a band called Wine Lips. This song is called Six Pack here on Revolution Rock. Hello, everyone. You are tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Adam and Dave here for Revolution Rock. We're about an hour into the program, but fret not. We have another hour left of great rock and roll music. In fact, coming up next, something you may not anticipate. No one probably thought we were going to do this on CJAM, but we're going to celebrate Soundgarden. And of all albums, their major mainstream breakthrough, Super Unknown. But we're going to dive into it a little bit, talk about some of the more obscure tracks and why it was so important. Before that, though, let's call back what we heard. A set of all new releases. In fact, some of them so new, they just dropped yesterday.
Yes, with the exception of...
Yeah, Dave, with the exception of what?
The last track we heard, which was Apollo Ghosts. And... we heard a track from their latest EP, and that was released via You've Changed Records. We heard the song Strawberry Moon, and it's called the Amethyst EP.
I believe people pronounce it Amethyst.
Amethyst? Yeah, I said
no,
it wrong.
No, I'm going to say it Amethyst.
No,
I like that.
I said it wrong.
No, Dave. I love your newfound, your alternative pronunciation.
Amethyst EP.
I am sure glad that you said it that way.
I am not. Before that, we heard brand new music from Roy Trout, Windsor, Ontario band/musician that's been doing stuff for quite a number of years now. And this is full length he's been working on for a while, and it's finally out there in the world, and we recommend that you go listen to it. It's available digitally, and it came out Friday on April 5th for Bandcamp Friday, and it's on all streaming platforms as well. It's just self-titled Roy Trout, and we heard a song called Deceiver, which is one of the heavier tracks found on this album.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, he did work with a lot of post-hardcore bands and punk bands during the days early on, so definitely you can see that influence going for that track. Also, a band that's a bit more melodic from what we heard, but I do see that intensity bleeding over, the group Mad Ones, who actually has a new record out on Fortune Stellar Records.
Yeah, this band